Joined right now on the phone by Gene Bolduc, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, and it is time for Thing Not a Thing, the game in which Gene and I play the game in which we take a look at all the things that are upsetting people on social media this week, and we decide, is it a thing or is it not a thing?
Okay, so I'll start with something that refreshingly I think is not a thing.
Okay, good.
Which is criticisms of Joe Biden that he's not on TV enough talking about what he would be doing if he were president or putting forward policies that should be getting followed and whatever, and otherwise kind of making his argument in his run for the presidency. And, you know, I think that's not a thing. I think that that's a baseless criticism.
I think there's something to be said for, oh, he's not putting himself out there as a public figure and a leader at this time. But I mean, right now he's a candidate. He's not a public officer. He's a candidate for office. Like he's not
right.
The sort of person that I want to be hearing from at this time. I don't even want to hear from the current president at this time, to be honest.
Well, there's that, right? Which is a thing, but that's another thing.
Right.
But I mean, I feel like I feel like if Joe wants to spend time doing public things, he ought to be publicly supporting and advocating every possible mechanism for getting mail-in voting enacted in every state to protect the general election, just because that just protects the voters. And I mean, maybe he could do like a weekly radio address, like in the old days, remember radio? Yeah. but I mean, I feel like it would look brazenly political for him to be putting himself on TV a lot. And besides, I want him to stay in a hermetically sealed room to keep himself healthy.
Right. So, there's a lot of people that'd be happy if they were in a hermetically sealed room to keep themselves healthy. So,
yeah. Yeah, where would that room be located is what we want to know.
You can't have them all together in one room. That doesn't work either.
Well, there's that problem too, right?
It's got to be like a series of rooms. I agree that that's not a thing. I think another thing that's not a thing, and this is not necessarily anything that has people upset on social media, but I think it's something that is being circulated around on social media, and it's rescheduled dates of things. So, like, things that are being canceled for March and early April are now starting to be rescheduled for, like, mid-May or early June, or things that
are
scheduled for May are being pushed back to, like, early June or early July. Like, I don't think those rescheduled dates are a thing right now either. Like, right now, my calendar is clear, and it's gonna stay clear until Dr. Fauci says it's okay to start putting things on your calendar again, but he hasn't yet, so I'm holding
right.
off on
and,
that.
And frankly, even if he says it, he's going to have to show me a chart that shows the number of cases falling dramatically, and some statistics on therapeutic treatments that are effective, and how he can prove that, because you know it's not even just that the cases drop off. It's that they have some reason to think that in loosening these restrictions that it wouldn't just cause another surge in cases. I mean, I think America is going to take some convincing before we come out of the house, as it should be.
Mm-hmm. So
you don't want to go through all this only to, go back to normal, whatever that means, and then, you know, have it happen all over again. That's a pretty bad scenario.
So that's my non-thing. What's your next thing?
What's my next thing? Well, the Olympics. The Olympics are delayed for a year. My response to that is, no kidding, really? I mean, that is the most Department of the Obvious description. Now, what could be a worse idea than bringing people together into close quarters from all over the world for a 10-day period, including having the athletes live in a community that's very close quarters, and then have them all go back home again? In the current situation, is just an impossible thought. So pushing the Olympics back a year, you know, whereas the president, whose name I know we agree not to speak, but the president said not a very long time ago that he knew they were looking at that, but he didn't think that would be necessary. Well, you know, it's perfectly obvious that it would be impossible to hold the Olympics now.
Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
So who's on the water cooler? You know what? I don't know. I can look it up, but I'm not sure that I know, because
time flows
for,
together at this point.
Yeah, it does. It's all become a blur. But we're re-airing from a few weeks ago, and I want to say it might be Penny Rich, but I'm not sure. I have to tell you the truth, because you're Aaron Keck. I'm not sure.
Well,
there's
only one way to find out, and that's to tune in. There will be nothing preempting the weekend water cooler this weekend, so tune in Saturday morning at 9, Sunday morning at 9, Sunday afternoon at 1, Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening at 8, Saturday morning at 4. If you are up late or up early, you can check that out, too, and get the full archive online at weekendwatercooler.com. Gene Bolduc, as always, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.